Good morning. How's everyone? Welcome to this session, Monitoring in the Modern World. I'm going to start by saying welcome, thank you. Thank you for being Operations Manager customers, and thank you for taking the time to come to this session this morning. My name is Daniel Savage. I'm one of the lead PMs working on Operations Manager, presenting you today kind of where we're going with Operations Manager and the investments we've been making. Alongside me will be presenting Joseph Chan, one of my colleagues, Charlie Satterfield, and one of our MVPs, Gordon McKenna. We've got a good set of content for you today, and we hope we can kind of keep it fun and enjoyable for you. So how are we going to spend this next 75 minutes? I want to start by talking a little bit about where we are now, talk a little bit about our business to give you context of kind of where the investments we're making, talk a little bit about the current challenges that you will be facing as your infrastructures are kind of moving forward, and we as our engineering team are facing kind of the same set of challenges. And then I really want to drill into the investments we're making that allow us to take monitoring forward into this new paradigm in the modern world. But let's just start by just kind of giving you a little bit of context. And the Operations Manager team, over the past kind of 18 months, have been very data-driven about how we make our investments. And we look at these numbers to really think about how we've got to play things forward. So obviously we have a very healthy system center business. We have over nearly 7,000 active deployed system center deployments out there within enterprises. 19% year-on-year financial growth. But within that, from an operations manager perspective, 63% of those 7,000 are actually running operations manager. And already since the release of R2, we have 40% running on the R2. And what we see at the expense is people are moving from our 2007 R2 product to our 2012 R2 product, which gives us insights into how important a monitoring tool is when it gets deployed within the environment, very central to the IT processes. The other thing is, and we're going to talk a little bit about this later, is our Azure Operational Insights, how that plays into our monitoring story. And what you can see here is we've had great traction, even though this is still a preview service, with the number of accounts compared to the total number of System Center customers. So this is what we say thank you for. You know, we appreciate you kind of driving this business, and we want to give you context that you're in good company with the people who are using Operations Manager and System Center. So let's start by talking about the themes for how we're going to go through the session today. These three themes that I have up on the screen now are really how we've thought about the investments we've made within engineering. Okay, starts with how do we uphold that system center value? And really when we look at that numbers of deployed, it's like how do we continue to give you value when you're betting on our platform? How do we make investments that make sense to you and how you're using Operations Manager? The second thing is about the cloud. Data tells us that a lot of people are moving to more hybrid environments, adopting cloud-based services. How do we come up with solutions that help you when you're adopting cloud infrastructure? And then secondly, how do we use the cloud to drive innovation to you? And then the last and the third section, I'm going to talk a little bit about a partner ecosystem. The breadth of Operations Manager and its capabilities only exists through our partners. We have a very wide partner base, both in breadth and depth, and I'm going to take you through some examples of how we've partnered to kind of really go after some core scenarios that help benefit you. But let's just take a drill in to the first box, upholding system center value. I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes talking about what's coming in vNext, the investments you can expect to see, and I'm also going to show you how we've been adding iterative value to you since the release of 2012 R2. So these are the kind of the main pillars of investment that is going to come in vNext. And it starts with you've taken a bet on our platform. How do we continue to give you that enterprise-grade monitoring, scalability, and reliability? Providing a platform that you can bet on when you deploy it in your data centers for the next 5 years. We are going to continue to have Operations Manager and its components supported and there for you to bet on. And that includes things like where you've made investments in management packs, where you maybe extended Operations Manager. In vNext, that's not going to change. You can be rest assured that the bets you've already made in 2012 R2 carry forward to vNext. But we want to get you to vNext. And to ensure we do that, we want to make it easy to move to vNext. From 2007 R2 to 2012, it was a big upgrade. you had to typically do a side-by-side migration to move to our latest version of the platform. We don't want you to have to do the same thing in vNext. We want the rolling into vNext to be very much like a UR upgrade. So you get a next UR, and you're going to get all these capabilities, and you can roll forward with us. So we're going to make that upgrade experience just simple and easy to use. Now, along with that, we also want to be able to support the next set of technologies that come out from Microsoft. So there'll be a next version of Windows Server, and there'll be a whole set of roles that you're going to need to monitor. Like we did with 2012 R2, we're working closely with our Windows Server partners to make sure that all the management packs that you need for vNext are available when vNext comes out. We want to be able to support the next versions of SQL, both from a monitoring perspective, as your infrastructures are moving to SQL 14, and from us running our platform on top of SQL 14. The third area is really around our heterogeneous monitoring. I mean, since 2007, we've made investments to ensure that Operations Manager within the data center isn't just a Windows-based tool. So we'll continue to make these investments in open source management by adding the capabilities to monitor the LAMP stack end-to-end. The fourth area, is around storage. We've made investments in the past around monitoring the network. We obviously monitor across Windows and Unix. But storage is probably the area that we've had the least depth in monitoring. Working closely within the System Center team across Operations Manager and Virtual Machine Manager and the Windows Server teams, we've done a ground-up set of investments to make sure that the next generation of Windows storage can be monitored as a first-class citizen within OM. And that starts with the monitoring of the Spaces technology. And in particular, the investments that will come with Windows Server and Spaces plus direct attack storage. When vNext comes, this will be out of the box, so you can actually monitor your Windows storage within Operations Manager. But it doesn't just stop there. We're working very closely with the partner ecosystem to ensure that the third-party storage that present themselves up through Windows again get the same first-class support within Operations Manager. So a major investment coming there. And then the fifth point is really iterative value. We have an infrastructure that allows us to provide value through URs and through out-of-band releases on an ongoing basis. I'm going to show you some of the things we've done since 2012 R2 in a minute, but we want to continue that train. We want to look at where, take the customer feedback around where you need investments and be able to provide you that without waiting for a major version to come. So we're continuing to make investments to support our ability to add iterative value. So this is what our engineering team have been working on in the context of what our vNext looks like. But this isn't the only area we've been investing. How many of you saw the announcement about the cloud platform system from Microsoft? Okay, a few. So the cloud platform system, or Azure, like in a box appliance. Part of that appliance is obviously the System Center suite, and included in that is Operations Manager. A large part of our investment there and in taking our engineering resources is making sure that we can provide a first-class monitoring system for the cloud platform system. And what I want to do now is I'm going to ask Charlie, who's been driving this on my team, in a second to come up and show you that. But before I do that, let's just have a look. Anyone new to Operations Manager? Not used it? One, two, three. This is really the slide for you. And it's really just to show you the breadth of capabilities within OM. So we have a wide heterogeneous monitoring capabilities from infrastructure to applications to fabric components, the ability to model applications and distributed infrastructure, rich user experience, integration with various systems, our extensibility layer, and all the workload capabilities. So a breadth of capabilities. The things highlighted in yellow there are the investments that we've been making both for vNext and since 2012 R2, and I'm going to demo those to you in a second. But first I want to kind of switch and have Charlie come up and talk about what we've done in CPS. And more importantly, if you're thinking, well, what does CPS relate to me, he's going to tell you about some of the things we learned and how we'll pass that on to you. Charlie?
Thanks, Daniel. All right. I'm Charlie Satterfield. I'm a program manager, reporting to Daniel on the operations manager team. I've spent the last year and a couple months working closely with the rest of the cloud platform system engineering team to really develop and tune our monitoring strategy and story, specifically for CPS. Over the past year, we've done a lot of testing. and a lot of tuning. This is really the first time that we've done such a large integrated test pass at scale with this number of management packs. Typically, when a product group or technology owner is developing a management pack, they're developing that management pack specifically to alert and monitor for their technology. They're not doing integrated testing. We do a little bit of the review of those management packs as though they go out. But typically, when you've installed these management packs in your operation manager instance, you've had to do some tuning because of alerts that may be spurious. So in this instance, what did we learn through our testing? So we were testing CPS 1 and 2 rack stamps, and we found out management packs are noisy. Now, this may be a bit of a duh moment for you. However, as I mentioned, this is really the first time that we've done such an integrated test pass at scale. The other thing we learned is that understanding fabric health is difficult. When you look at the monitoring view in Operations Manager, there's a laundry list of technology folders on the left. How do you know which view is the right view for you to understand whether or not your system is healthy? It can be complex, and so we've taken steps to try and ensure if you purchase CPS that you understand whether or not your system is healthy or not. So what did we do? So we did a lot of tuning of management packs to reduce health and alert noise. We did this through overrides, disabling some monitors, as well as driving fixes into many of the MPs that are in the system. Next, we created some centralized dashboards for visualizations around health and alerts so that you had single-pane views to understand all up, is my system healthy? And then you could dive into particular areas to get more information. However, the work that we've done, all the tuning that we've done, it's not just about CPS. We drove over 70 plus fixes into the management packs that you use every day in your system. What I'd like to do is jump over real quick and just give you a brief demonstration of some of the dashboard visualizations we've created. All right. So, as I mentioned, in the monitoring view, you've got the tree view that you're familiar with if you're using Operations Manager today. And we've got quite a few management packs in the system. Between the system center components, all the Windows Server technologies, as well as the Windows Azure pack, there's a lot to monitor. So what we've done is created a CPS dashboards MP. And the CPS system health dashboard is really your jumping off point. All right. Unfortunately, it's not showing you the right half of the screen there. What we've tried and done is centralize the visualization so that you can understand at a glance, is my compute cluster healthy? Is my management cluster healthy, which is where all my services are running to manage the rest of my fabric? Is my storage healthy? Are my file shares healthy? We try and present this information to you, and we're actually using some of the new widget, state tile widget, to show you not only state, but the number of alerts associated with a given group, and then an indication on whether or not you're increasing an alert count, and whether you have any new alerts in the past hour. So if I were, you can see I've got a warning over here on my edge cluster, and if I select that, I am immediately presented with the alerts that are associated with that edge cluster. So this dashboard is actually aggregating the health of each of those major components across management, compute, edge, and storage. But we've also got several other dashboards to drill in further, such as a storage health dashboard. And this storage health dashboard gives me an understanding of the health of all my file shares. It's showing me file share capacity, the health of my storage pools and my storage nodes, and any alerts associated. So instead of having to dive into many different views, I've got a handful of views that provide me immediate access to the information necessary to troubleshoot if there's an incident with my cloud platform system. With that, I'll hand it back to Daniel.
Thank you, Charlie. Leave that there. I'm going to carry on with some more demos to talk about some of the key capabilities that we have released since R2. The key things that kind of take away from what Charlie's saying is, one, we use CPS as a kind of major kind of example. What happened there? Okay, sorry, pressed the wrong button. As an example of how we can actually provide value in testing and pass that on to you. The second thing is when you look at this infrastructure, this is kind of very similar to a lot of data centers, and we're using Operations Manager in the visualizations to bring it together so we can create that simple view using the new visualizations in Ops Manager to kind of really create that flow that allows people to understand what's going wrong. So that's what I want to kind of dive into now. Let me connect to my demo machine. Say again. Oh, there we go. So let's just start by talking about these visualizations. I'm going to walk you through some of the investments we've made since 2012 R2. So back in the spring, I think in UR2 for 2012, we released a new set of dashboard capabilities. Now, we released the dashboard and infrastructure with 2012, but then we were kind of limited with the amount of visualizations you create. So we took that feedback, and we've now released with UR2. I can show you here. Connected here. Okay. A little slow here. So now we have this big list of widgets. Now think of these as building blocks for visualizations. You want to be able to create a visualization and a dashboard like Charlie showed you for CPS for your own infrastructure. Charlie and his team worked on building these using these same components. So they're now available for you to use. Now the key things within here, it's not just like the visualizations like the tiles that really condense information together, are things like the PowerShell widgets. So if you're familiar with PowerShell, we expect most of you are, you can write PowerShell to shape your own data and surface that within Operations Manager now. So let me show you quickly some examples of that. So if I go here, to a dashboard I've created, and this is just to show you how you can use PowerShell. We have this what's called a PowerShell grid widget, and this information, if I go to configure here, is really populated through a simple PowerShell script. So you can now, you're not bound to the visualizations that we give you out of the box with Operations Manager. If you want to be able to write PowerShell, you can now visualize this with ease in Operations Manager. All this script is doing is getting a set of computers for a particular class and creating a custom column to show you that I'm shaping the data in a specific way. I'll probably zoom in there and show you a little bit. I'm going to zoom in. Okay. Hang on. Give me a second here. Okay. Okay. Let me come out of that. Right. So there's the PowerShell widgets that you can use. The other thing we have widgets is like extensibility widgets, so you can actually connect to other systems. So we have widgets that allow you to use PowerShell and make calls out to external systems. So if you have an external system that understands Operations Manager data, whether it be like a ticketing system, you can actually bring that data into Operations Manager as well. Here's a quick example that I've created that kind of shows if I have a set of alerts, let's say I want to kind of get more knowledge about a particular alert from its alert name. And one of the great sources of kind of getting information is to actually go and run a, like a Bing search. Here, if I click on an alert, the bottom widget, you will see in a second, takes that alert name and actually passes information out to Bing and runs a search and returns a set of results. Just a simple example to show you how within Operations Manager and using these dashboard building blocks, you can bring this information together. And I'll show you another example of that a little bit later on. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is how the community are extending this information. And I'm going to just switch over to here to show you the Script Center. Here on TechNet Script Center, we've actually created a section called Operations Manager Dashboards. And we've already got a lot of community content where people are writing this PowerShell, creating examples, extending it into other systems. So you can just download this, download these PowerShell examples, and put them into your own dashboard infrastructure. And this community will continue to be developing the extensions to Operations Manager to kind of give you more power within your console. Switch back to the demo. The next thing I want to talk about is the cloud services. How many of you are using Office 365? Okay, a fair amount. Now, when Office 365, obviously it's a software as a service based solution, but we still have people coming to us saying, well, I still want to get visibility into the health of Office 365 within my central IT processes. I want to understand, get alerts in OM that I may pass through my system to understand maybe when I have an outage with Office 365. So we took that feedback, and since 2012 R2 over the summer, we released an Office 365 management pack that allows you to easily understand the health of your Office 365 subscription. Once it's imported in, it's a very simple configuration experience. I'll show you that now. So here we have the Office 365 configuration screen. All you have to do is you provide a name for your subscription, your tenant admin username, and your password. That's it. That's all the configuration that's required. The management pack will then go and talk to the service API within Office 365. Cancel out of that. And provide you visibility within OM. And the visibility comes in the form of two artifacts. The first thing is a set of alerts. We want you to be able to understand when Office 365, for your tenant, not for the overall service, but for your subscription, when there may be a problem. So if I scroll down here, gotta love the Wi-Fi here. So we have two views within the Office 365 management pack. One is those alerts. So when you have an incident related to your subscription, you'll be able to look at the alert views and then be able to determine whether it's something you need to take action against. Just loading there. Okay, just a simple alert view. And alerts come in the form of three flavors. One, obviously critical outage incidents. Things that are warnings, and then they have a message center in Office 365, letting you know about things you need to take care of, whether that be updated features or things like that. And then we pulled this together within a dashboard as well. So we have this Office 365 monitoring dashboard, again, building on the same building blocks of our dashboard infrastructure that allows you to understand your subscription health. So I have two subscriptions, one for Joseph, one for myself. And if I click on Joseph, what you will see in a second. As you get the active incidents related to Joseph's particular subscription, you also get the service status. So whatever is part of that Office 365 subscription is going to show up as a monitored artifact within here. So it provides great visibility into that software as a service solution within Operations Manager. And then the last set of dashboards I want to show you, it's not just about the building blocks we provide, it's like how do we provide additional value through visualizations for your core monitoring. So Another thing that we shipped since 2012 R2 is working closely with our VMM counterparts. It's like, how do we provide better visibility into compute fabric, particularly around Hyper-V and managed by VMM? So we released an update to the Virtual Machine Manager Management Pack that contains two dashboards that provide that rich visualization, very similar to what Charlie showed you from CPS, but around compute infrastructure. So the two dashboards are the Virtual Machine Dashboard, which will list all your VMs, and you can run a search to find a particular VM or tenant and how healthy that is, with a set of metrics associated with it, which I'll bring up in a second. So here we have all the VMs on my host, and you see we've got these kind of colored tiles, which gives you a heat map on how healthy your infrastructure is, and then a very set of dense information on this side here via the tiles that provide kind of what's going on with your VMs. Now you can pivot this by VM host as well. So if I look at the host dashboard, this is going to look at each individual host on the top and tell me the key metrics that I care about on that particular host. So you see here, again, we have these rich visualizations that tell me about, okay, well, what is its utilization, how many VMs are deployed, whether it's meeting its quota. And if I had multiple hosts on there, when I click on a host, it would give me these virtual machines that are specific to that host here. And again, we have the tiles with the rich information about that. So providing value, providing these visualizations that you can take advantage of within Operations Manager. Okay, so now I want to show you, so these are things that have been released since 2012 R2. They're all available for you to download now to take advantage of, and something that shows how we've been using that iterative value to continue to take customer feedback and deliver it to you. One of the other majors, let me just bring up the presentation. Now, obviously, you're using Office 365, you need to monitor that, but how many still run Exchange in-house? Okay. Now, we took a lot of feedback over the kind of past 12 months around the Exchange Management Pack, and I'm pleased to say that it now went live today. We're providing an update to the Exchange Server 2013 Management Pack, and I want to take you a walk through on kind of the feedback we got and what's now available for you. I put a blog up there this morning on the Mom Team blog, which contains a link to the download for the new Management Pack. So for Exchange Server 2013. Now, the first thing we did, now, if you look on the monitoring tree there, you'll see that the Exchange Management Pack now contains a whole lot more information. So previously, when it was just about alerts and understanding the managed availability of the underlying system, the feedback we got from you as Ops Manager users is you want to be able to kind of get more information about how that Exchange server is running. You want performance information. You want to understand the hierarchy of what's deployed. So this is the feedback we took. And as I walk through this, the first thing we did is come up with a model for your Exchange organization, something that you can visualize in a diagram view and understand the servers, the organizations, and what may be going wrong. So that's the first thing we added within the Management Pack. The second thing we did is kind of, well, we want to bring these rich visualizations to you as well. So we have a set of dashboards within here. It starts with the organizational view. So rolling everything up to the organization with these tiles that provide all this performance information, including like message flow. Can I understand the performance of the individual servers themselves? How many mailboxes are on there? What are the largest mailboxes? And to do that, we went and gathered a whole lot of set of performance information from the system. So we now have multiple performance views available so you can get that visibility into your Exchange system within Operations Manager. So multiple performance-based views, things like mailbox database copy, memory usage of your servers, like SMTP traffic flows. And then again, another set of dashboards. So this is the Exchange server view. So looking at a particular set of servers, what their role is, and then tying that to the underlying monitoring that comes from like monitoring the actual server infrastructure itself. So understanding whether Windows services are causing problems with these Exchange servers, understanding what the key dependencies are. Are you pressing the wrong button there? Go back one. Understanding what the key dependencies are, okay? and then how much information and how much mailboxes are on a particular system. So this is available and live now for you to download and kind of really get that good visibility into Exchange. We also included a set of reports. There was no reports in the current 2013 management pack. So we now have this big list of reports. So you can really kind of go and interrogate and like look at how your Exchange system has been performing over time. Starting with things like availability. What has been the availability of my Exchange system? What are my top 10 biggest mailboxes? You know, what are the things that have been growing over time? What are the things I need to take action on to make sure my Exchange environment is staying healthy? Okay, top objects and instances. So a rich set of reports in the current management pack available for you to download now. Is that a good update? Okay. Cool. All right. So that's the first section. So I hope you get an understanding that when we talk about upholding system center value, we want you to bet on our platform. We're going to support this platform. We're going to continue to make investments to ensure that enterprise-grade reliability and scalability is available for you. And we're going to continue to make investments based on your customer feedback as we move it forward. So I want to move on and talk a little bit about this modernize. Okay? We know that hybrid is becoming a reality for many of you. Infrastructures are changing, and we need to think about how does our monitoring solution evolve to meet these modern needs. And we want to be able to use the cloud as well. And Microsoft and our engineers, we want to be able to provide innovation to you through these cloud solutions built on top of that value we're already giving you in the core platform. So what I want to take you through is I want to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to ask Joseph to come up in a second, how IT operational analytics is something you should care about, and how through Azure Operational Insights, which we talked about in the keynote on yesterday, is really going to play hand in hand with your operations manager investments as you look to modernize. But let's just talk about why. Here is just kind of how we kind of started formulating how we must think about the problem. And it starts by thinking about this infrastructure in the middle. So this is a typical SCOM infrastructure deployment, where you have agents on machines talking to management servers. We have the ability to collect data agentlessly from a set of devices that goes to a set of management servers, which ultimately hits our SDK and our databases and goes to our web consoles. This is a great platform that supports the ability to get data from any source. It's scalable data collection. We have the knowledge within the system, which is the core value of Operations Manager, to tell you what you should do if we see a particular issue. And it's completely extensible for people to build on. But the issue comes with this right-hand side, this modern infrastructure part. The demands of the monitoring system based on how infrastructures are evolving, whether you're adopting private cloud, where you're moving to kind of new technologies, where you're moving into adopting software as a service solutions, moving to the cloud. This just means that there's a huge amount of monitoring that needs to happen within the system, and a huge amount of data that needs to be analyzed. And this is one of the biggest things that we need to think about as we modernize our platform. When you look at these modern infrastructures and the data that has been generated, how do we solve this problem? This scale hybrid and this data explosion is forcing us to think about, you know, what are the bottlenecks within this system here, and how do we create a modern approach so we can drive that innovation so you can take advantage of that and be rest assured that when you have demands on monitoring from your business partners, you can fully answer that. So we come up with a set of driving principles. Okay, so this is how we really think about what are the investments we're going to make that allow us to actually take advantage and address these modern problems. The first thing is we've got to deal with this data. The data that's been generated is huge, from the machine data, the log data, the things you're expected to monitor. We need to take advantage of modern new technologies that allow us to collect this data, index it, and provide analytics intelligence on top of that. So that's the first principle. The second thing is for people adopting cloud and maybe only in the cloud as well as, well, how do we deliver a solution that doesn't involve standing up software so that they can actually monitor things that are in the public cloud or across hybrid environments, particularly around like Azure. If you're adopting Azure, and you're looking for a monitoring solution that provides the same value in OM, how do we deliver that service to you so you can really kind of make that move to Azure seamless? In the context of moving to the cloud, we want to balance our investments to say, look, if you're taking advantage of these new cloud innovations that we're providing, how do we answer the question that says, well, I still have this large infrastructure I need to monitor on-premise? We want to be able to provide you guidance and a path forward so you can move at your own pace on simplifying that bottom part of the picture as you take advantage of the cloud innovation. So we will look to think about what are the investments we need to make, what are the guidance we need to provide that allows you to balance your investments and moving to cloud-based innovation with reducing your on-premises footprint. Modern user experiences. I mean, without a doubt, the ability to kind of get a modern, fluid, fast experience to be able to get value quickly is very important. And we've also got to be able to provide that extensibility layer so that when partners are building on top of us, that they have the APIs that are available. And I think perhaps the most important point is we want to provide a path forward. We want you to be able to say, I know where I'm going with my infrastructure, and I understand how System Center is going to take me there and what I need to do that. So this is how we think about the modern architecture. So the picture at the bottom, this is really just think about this as being your operations manager environment, taking care of the needs of your infrastructure within your own data center. And we want to supplement this with an architecture of cloud-based innovation that allows us to offer that continuous innovation from the cloud as you're ready to move towards it. This modern infrastructure will be based on big data concepts that allows us to ingest all that data you need to ingest. It will support the ability to get that information straight from your public cloud services into that without on-premises. You know, we want to be able to provide that operational intelligence, very like the new paradigm of what we used to do with knowledge and management packs, but us being able to kind of say, we understand how this data is coming together and provide you the intelligence so you can make key decisions. So with that, highlighting this top box here, I'm going to ask Joseph to come up, who's going to drill in a little bit more about the scenarios that really help you think about the cloud innovation and how that plays with Operations Manager.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me okay at the back? Yeah? Awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's see where we're at. Great. Got my diagram here. So good morning, everyone. My name is Joseph Chan, and I'm the lead program manager for the Microsoft Azure Operational Insights Service Team. So really is a privilege to stand before you today to talk about our product. Now, before I start, I just want to talk about one thing. Daniel, can you come over? I noticed that he's been standing behind the stage throughout the entire time. So notice his pants. He's wearing this paint pants here. I'm wearing a paint shirt. We love to demo as program managers. And so before the session, we did a coin toss to see, you know, who is going to demo the Operational Insight Service. I won the first segment, so I get to have the privilege to demo that, but I have to wear a paint shirt. Thankfully, I actually lost the second segment of that. So Daniel will be showing you some cool new sneak peeks at the things that is coming with the service in the next couple of weeks. But as a consequence, you have to wear pink pants.
They're nice, though. Do you like them? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm glad that I don't have to look like a pink panther today. Yeah, that would be awkward. Now, how many people in the room right here is already using System Center Advisor? All right, quite a few hands. That's awesome. And I still see a lot of opportunities, That's great. So for those of you who have been using System Center Advisor Preview, following the news and update from our engineering team, I just want to say a big thank you to you. System Center Advisor is now Azure Operational Insights. So it's been just a few months since we made the preview available at TechEd North America, but the reception and the adoption of the product from you has been phenomenal. Daniel has talked about the number of accounts, the number of companies that has signed up for Operational Insights Preview already. We have a couple of thousand companies signed up. We have indexed billions of events and records from these companies already, and is working great. And so we look forward to doing more for you. Now, for those of you who have no clue what I was talking about, that's all right. Let me show you what Ops Insight looks like, and I'll briefly talk about what this is all about, okay? So I think I will start with a demo. You want demo first, or you want to go through the slide first? Who wants demo? Demo? All right, demo. I'm data-driven, so all right. Let's do demo. PC. Come on, Service Pro 3, light up for me. Charlie, did you turn this off? You turned it off, didn't you? Because I messed up your screen resolution.
What's happening, man?
Seriously, I don't know. Daniel, fix this for me. I'll go through the slide right now. You know what you're doing?
It's, I feel it vibrating.
So. Yeah.
Put it back on here quickly. You were four, right?
Yeah. Let's pull this. You're rebooting it, Andrew.
No, I haven't. Do you want me to?
Let's reboot it.
Go through the slides then.
All right, go through the slides. I'm blaming the tech guy at the back.
Yeah.
And Charlie. Okay, all right. So Azure Operational Insights. So what Azure Operational Insights is all about was exactly what Daniel was talking about. I didn't know that he's going to deliver the value proposition so eloquently earlier. So basically, that cut out five slides of talking points from me. So to sum it up and repeat that again, we're basically a big data service that can ingest massive amounts of log data. Okay, and log data is becoming a generic word that describes any sort of machine data. So, events, performance counters, different types of logs, typically semi-structured or unstructured data that is really difficult to analyze using traditional relational-based type of technology, okay? So think of Operational Insights as a big data, NoSQL type of technology where we are using that to deliver the power of big data, but design it in a way such that it's intuitive and is a really useful tool targeted for IT professionals like you. Whoa, go forward. Nothing is working for me today, isn't it? So machine data, yeah. Whether it's IIS logs, security logs, it doesn't matter. We can ingest it all, okay? And we also work with...
I don't know. It kind of all went dark.
But it's back now, so once he switches over...
Oh, I see. That's how it works? Okay. It's the way I'm pointing it. We also work with a hybrid environment.
I don't.
Okay? So... First and foremost, we make it really easy to integrate with System Center Operations Manager. If you actually try to onboard this yourself, I promise you, it won't take more than 10 minutes of your time. I have onboarded numerous people down the booth in Houston, in Technic North America, and also just last evening, people coming by the booth, and they just want to get on board, 5 minutes of your time, and can onboard your entire management group onto Op Insights. 10 minutes of your time is that simple. The integration is really first class. Now, what we're introducing here at TechGet Europe is the concept of allowing you to connect your Windows server directly without System Center Operations Manager to Ops Insight as well. So this is a brand new feature that we're announcing here at TechGet Europe so that you can try it out in an environment where, let's say you have a test lab, you stood up a couple of VMs in Azure, or you got some machine in a workgroup environment that is not currently managed with SCUM today, that is another path that you can take. And also moving forward, we'll have native integration with Azure so that you can easily select the type of resources that you want to monitor in Azure, whether it's VMs or a PaaS-based cloud service in Azure. We can take all of that data and ingest it into operational insights into one single big data store for you. Okay, so it's a unified view of your environment across your on-premise, directly connected or through System Center or in the cloud. Even if you want to use Amazon Web Service, we'll work with that too, okay? Everything works. And so all that data get pumped into operational insights to deliver these types of characteristics to you. It's a solution that is really fast, is real time, deals with big data, and the primary experience that we want to show you is through search. Oh, it's working, okay, mm-hmm. Great. And I'm gonna show you later what I mean by that, and on top of that, we're also providing a lot of ready-made intelligence, what we call intelligence pack, which are a set of analytics, logic, search query, visualized in a specific way for specific problem domains, presented to you out of the box, so that is immediately useful to you. And we have great visualization capability and being able to elastically scale to any amount of load that you send to us, we can take care of that. And so with that, I think rather than more talking, I'm just gonna show you what it looks like immediately right now in the demo. All right, and my system didn't even get rebooted. Good job, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is the overview page for Operational Insights. What you're seeing in here is a set of tiles, and these tiles represents the summary view of the intelligence packs that I was talking about. As you can see, there are a variety of subjects that we're dealing with in here, from capacity planning to malware assessment, system updates, and so forth, okay? But at the heart of Operational Insights is our log management and log analytics capability. And so let me show you how that works. If you look at our log management tile right here, this shows you how much records you have in this particular account. So I have about 16.5 million records that I'm storing in this account right now. And I can go into search and search through any data in here really quickly. So if you don't know what you want to do with this, you can just type the wildcard character, which gives you all of the data immediately. Okay. And what we do is we scan through your set of data and immediately give you the set of data that you're looking for. So in the last 7 days, you can see we pull up close to 4.5 million records. And I pull it up in a couple of seconds. Look at how fast that speed is. I'm talking about 16 million records, and I can pull up the last 7 days just like that, okay? And the experience is very, very intuitive. You don't have to worry about really doing a lot of search syntax on your own. Think about just like you're shopping in Amazon or eBay using the facet that we present to you on the left-hand side right here, okay? So say the data type that you're interested in is events, okay? You can see that we have about 14 different data types that we have ingested so far, from events to security to IaaS log to performance counter. But let's say if the data that you're interested in is just events, you can just click on that. We'll update the search query automatically for you. And you can see that we bring that down from 4 million down to 2.7 million records representing the events. Now let's say you want to look at a particular event log within that subset of event data. You can simply type event, and we'll find you the fields that you're looking for, in this case, event log. And so we pull up the different event logs in which the events were coming from. And you can see that I have some WinRM events, I have some group policy events, and so forth. And let's say group policy is what you want. You can just drill right into that, again through the facets, and boom, we bring that down to 500,000 records. So you're kind of closing into what you're looking for really easily. Now let's say you want to do some analysis on this data right now, and say you are looking for to see, you know, which computers has been generating group policy events. You can easily do that through our aggregation command. So I'm going to pipe the result set that I was looking for earlier into the measure command. By the way, this syntax is just very similar to PowerShell, the PowerShell command line syntax. So is we try to align with that to make it intuitive to you, given that a lot of you already use PowerShell. So I'm going to tell it to count the number of events by computer. Okay, and just like that, I can slice that data down to a view where we're counting the distribution of events for the group policy event log according to computers. You can see that I have 19 servers in my environment right now that are generating these data. And say, you know, I like this view. I just want to kind of like, you know, watch this on an ongoing basis. You can click the Save Search button right here and call this Group Policy Events by Computer. Save that under a particular category. So I've got my own Save Search category right here. Okay, save that. And you can easily pull up the different search, save searches that you have saved earlier and bring that right out very easily. Okay. Now, there's more you can do with this after you have saved the search command. If we go back to the overview page, come on, all right. You can go into the My Dashboard view, and this is a brand new feature that we released like, was it 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, right? You can go into My Dashboard, and this is your own custom dashboard view where you can pin any of the searches that you have saved earlier, okay? And this is doesn't require a rocket scientist to do this. All you need to do is click Customize, which brings out the list of saved searches that you have. Go to the ones that you're interested in, and all you need to do is drag and drop that out into the dashboard. It's just that simple, okay? And say that you want to choose a different visualization view on this, you can just select that particular tile that you have just pinned, switch over to a different visualization option, and we'll just switch that automatically for you. Okay. Now, if you switch to use the numerical data type, you get the additional option of setting threshold on there. So say whenever there are more than, let's say less than 20 computers that are generating group policy events, because I expect 20 to be active at any given time, right? Then this will basically turn red for you. So it's a simple concept where we're working towards to have monitors in the cloud for you. Okay, this is the very first step. And with these basic constructs in place, we're able to utilize the same technology to provide intelligence pack for you. So we go back to the overview tile right here. You can see that these intelligence packs are really just the same set of exercises that I've gone through, put together into the same group, and it visualizes it for you. So if we go into system update assessment, for example, this gives you a view of across your entire data center, no matter where your machines are, the level of patching that you have across your machines. So we can tell you, for example, how many machines are missing critical security updates right now, how many of them are up to date in terms of patching, how many are, you know, have not been patched in the last 10 days, 30 days, and so forth. So we can slice and dice these data in different views for you. But as you drill down, you can really see that they're really just safe searches, okay? So I hope that gives you a glimpse of what the future looks like for you, because doing these searches are just so simple. And you can save them and convert them into specific knowledge that you can share within your enterprise, show it to your colleagues, and just make your environment really, really productive. Now, one additional thing I want to show you here is that for some data type, we have contextual data that we automatically detect. So in this case, for patches, we can actually launch and open the specific KB article from Microsoft that contains the patch itself. So if you want to download it and apply it, you can just do it from there. Okay? So are you doing the alert IP now?
Yes. Want to share that now?
Yeah. So
you
let's
want to see something coming soon?
Of course they do.
Yeah?
Okay. Let's switch to that.
Well, let's do that.
So this is the part where I lost the bet on.
So Joe's just going to give you a sneak peek. Before I show you something that's kind of coming soon, Joe has a session pretty much right after this where he's going to go through a whole load of end-to-end scenarios related to operational intelligence. I advise you to kind of leave here, ask questions, and then kind of go to Joe's session.
Right, it's an hour later, an hour after this session. Now, let me warn you ahead of time, it's a pretty small room. It's about one-third the size of this room. So you might be competing with your neighbors sitting among you right now. So you may want to head to that room earlier than, you know, your friends around you, okay? So just get to that, beat them ahead of time, and save yourself a seat. And we've got a really rich agenda going on in that session. I'm going to be telling you the overall architecture of our service there. I'm going to be walking you a number of advanced capability, how you can onboard, as well as some sneak peek and roadmap of what our service is going to be looking like in the next couple of months.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe, can you set up that? Charlie, can you log on your machine for me? All right, so I want to show you a couple of things that are coming soon, and I think it's kind of critically important in the context of what we're talking about and operations managers, a platform, and extending through cloud innovation. And showing you some of the things that we can now do with this platform that start to address some of the core scenarios that may have been problematic in the on-premise software. I'm going to start, how many deal with alerts in Operations Manager? Triaging alerts, kind of looking through things. What we want to be able to do is use the power of our cloud innovation to really kind of help with these core scenarios. And to do that, coming soon, we're going to be launching this alert management pack, alert management intelligence pack, that allows you to get that critical visibility into your alerts so you can start doing kind of the rich search capabilities to start looking at root cause. Maybe do some alert reporting of understanding what's going on with your system and do it in a fast and fluid way through the operational insight service. So here you see on my screen here, I have the alert management tile, and it's telling me what's been going on in the last 24 hours. How many critical alerts have I had? How many warning events? And I can drill through on here and get more information that helps me to determine where I need to spend my time. So think of this as the first screen that you may have up to say, okay, well, where do I need to go spend my time when I'm triaging things? So we've got the total number of active alerts. What are the alerts that are being raised? What are the counts of them? More importantly, where is the source of these alerts? Joseph in my system is obviously a very large source of alerts. I won't say why, but it just does. And then we've got kind of the breakdown. So think of this as the triage screen where we're pumping up the alert information using the power of operational intelligence to provide you that core scenario back. And like anything within operational insights, it's powered by search. So I can take maybe what I want to look at and say, well, I know in my environment when these alerts happen, maybe I get five of them for a particular source, I want to know about it. So I can take that search, and as Joseph showed before, save that search for something on my own dashboard that I can use again and again. So Joseph alerts. And save that. So when I go to my dashboard screen, I can now get a critical a tile view that particularly looks in my alerts. Here we go, over time, okay?
Oh, yeah. Almost, hold up.
Now, so this gives you kind of sneak preview of where we're going with alerts. So really thinking about that triage experience where some of you maybe have using our web console in the past, really bringing the cloud innovation to do alert triage, look at that data through our fast and fluid UI within the cloud. But one more thing. Obviously, you're not sat at your desk the whole time. Wouldn't it be great if you could actually get a view into this data wherever you are? How could I actually have a threshold of alert show up maybe on my phone so I can actually like kind of look at that information and make decisions straight away? So here Joe has shown you here is the Operational Insights mobile app. So building on the same platform that my dashboard view that I had within the cloud is now available on my phone. So I can very easily at a glance determine where I maybe have a problem and drill in and get the same type of experience, but in a mobile form factor. So on the go, I can get looking at what's happening with my alerts. You like that? Very cool. I love that. So these are coming soon. The operational insights innovations are going to be coming out to you kind of fast and fluid. So you expect these to land once you sign up for the service in the coming future. And Joe will talk a little bit more about the roadmap in the next session. Let me switch back here. Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah. And we also want to take this time to advertise the customer meetup meeting that we have on tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. So this is a chance for you to connect with us, the product team. And we got some of our executives that will be attending at that session, including Nagender. Nagender, can you stand up? Stand up, Nagender. So Nagender is my boss. He is the executive in charge of everything monitoring within our division. And Nagender is the founding GPM of BizTalk and also was previously a general manager of MSIT. So he knows your pain point. He has been an IT practitioner for many years. And so I think he'll love to talk to you and connect with you. Jeremy Winter is also going to be there. He is responsible for System Center All Up. And so he's going to be there answering questions that you have regarding strategy, roadmap, and whatnot. Bahadir and Ann. Bahadir? Ann? Stand up. So these two engineers, Bahadir is our engineering manager and architect for our search engine, and Ann is our lead engineer for our service lifecycle engineering, which is pretty cool. She's responsible for like monitoring and operations off our own cloud service using our own technology. So she's, again, you know, someone that you would relate to very easily. And then you got the program managers that you have met on stage will be there as well. Tomorrow at 5, come. We'll have beer, wine available for you and love to connect with you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. All right. We're not done. We've still got some more to cover. I know some of you maybe want to get to other sessions, but we're going to kind of spend another 10 minutes to go. We've shown you a lot of the stuff that's kind of coming with the platform, but what I want to do now is actually have Gordon come up, and I'm only going to give him 4 minutes. Gordon likes to talk a lot, but he's got 4 minutes just to talk to you about how with his customers he's already using some of the technologies we've shown you today and how they're taking advantage of it.
Thanks, Tony. Great trousers.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name's Gordon McKenna. I just want to thank the guys for asking me to come up and present today. I want to talk about what's my new favorite monitoring toy, which is Azure Operational Insights, and really talk about how I use it day to day in my business and how I use it to kind of bring customer data. So I've got some screenshots and I'm just going to relate to how I use that day to day. Now, I run a System Center SI and managed service out of the UK. So I actually use it to both implement it with my customers, and I use it to manage customers. So we do manage System Center for customers, for example. So I have 4 or 5 customers where I'm actually using the product to analyze data. And one of the real great things that I like about it is kind of multi-tenant. So you can have different subscriptions in it and really easy flip between the subscriptions, which enables me to have an insight into different customers when I need to go and look at their data. So this is a head up of the one that we're actually running currently. And we've actually got about 20 servers in our managed service operation currently that are across a number of data centers. And we're actually using it to look at a number of areas from capacity planning to log management. One of the great things that I really love about this, and you know, we can't forget where this product came from. It started off life as a best practice analyzer. And actually the best practice stuff that you get through, particularly against things like SQL, is really valuable because not only does it tell you whether or not you have your environment configured according to best practices, but it also alerts you to potential things that you might fix in your environment that maybe other customers are running into. So it might say, there's a hot fix here, there's other customers have downloaded this, download this hot fix so that you don't run into the problem. So I really like that proactive approach. It allows me to be a lot more proactive rather than reactive about the way that I fix things on my customer servers. Probably one of the biggest features that my customers are starting to use is the log file management, and particularly IIS. So I actually look after a number of e-commerce shops, and for a while these guys have been saying to me, right, we want to monitor IIS logs. Now, interestingly, Operations Manage doesn't collect everything that's in an IIS log, right? Because there's so much data in there that, you know, it would just be impossible to collect on-premise without having massive storage under it. So the IIS was one of the first ones that I actually requested to the team. And by the way, there's a real good section on the site where you can request items that you want to see in the product. And I think IIS was the first one that I plugged in. I said, my customers want this. And actually, the great thing about it is the team really listened. And we actually got the most amount of votes on this, and it was actually slated as one of the first things that they worked on. And it actually got released a few months back. Joe, was it? Was it a few months back?
Yeah.
So I'm actually using this now. And again, my customers, particularly e-commerce shops, they want to be able to do point-in-time analysis of data. Right, so they want to say at this date and time what was going on in the IIS logs. And again, I wouldn't be able to do that on-premise because it would just be too much data that I collect. And of course, you know, being able to trawl through data has the problems that it's not quick. So, you know, this is a really great usage for me. It allows me to kind of pinpoint things that are going on in my customer's log. So again, you know, that drill down for point-in-time analysis is an essential thing for my team and also for my customers as well. So other things as well, you know, that I found useful, IP address search for logs. So again, based around some of the requirements around IIS, being able to search on individual IP addresses or look at one IP address to another so I can track traffic in a log in a certain amount of time is really useful. So we've got lots of saved queries around this. Change tracking got released recently. And actually what's interesting about Operational Insights is that it automatically tracks configuration change. So this was kind of a logical next step for me with the product because it collects things like your SQL configuration and your server configuration. So the change tracking is a problem that all of my customers have got in all of their environments, right? How do I find out who's changed what services have changed on my particular machines? So of course, we're collecting all the configuration data about services and processes that are running in the environment. So I can now track and change and understand what's changed over a period of time, particularly when there's a service impacting issue. The ability to create queries and save results has been a big one for me, and Joe demonstrated some of that earlier on. But the ability to be able to refine queries, and you know, and for me, right, this is monitoring the way in the 21st century is meant to be. Being able to collect lots of data in your environment and being able to take queries, drill those queries down and save those queries is a really effective way of being able to analyze data that's in the environment. So another feature as well, which is really great, is all of this data is exportable to Excel. Right, so there's a little tab down at the bottom. So if you want to pull this data out and look at it raw, you just click the Export to Excel tab and you can pull the data up. And finally, a great new addition that I've just started using is the new SQL Assessment Intelligent Pack. And I'm loving the fact that we're getting new intelligent packs dropping in every other month at the moment. It shows you how hard the team are working behind the scenes. But this is the new one around SQL Assessment. Just started using it, but you can see I've got a great view where I've got, it's telling me, you know, which of my servers are looking great and which ones I need to go and look at and which ones I have recommended guidance on. And again, allows me to identify servers. And again, we're expanding for capacity planning. So this is actually a screenshot of my environment with all of the capacity planning, you know, and it's telling me when I'm going to run out of capacity in my managed service operation. I haven't had this capability before. Well, I have VMM and Ops Manager, but I haven't had the ability to be able to do analysis on when I might be running out of capacity on my service. So this has been extremely valuable to me. So thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Gordon. Appreciate it. All right. So one more thing to talk about. I want to just talk about the third area, and that's really our partner ecosystem. The breadth of partners we have is tremendous. You can see this is kind of a screenshot of some of the System Center partners that we have that extend various components within System Center, multiple, whether it be hardware vendors adding monitoring or kind of ISVs adding debt. A lot of these people are here at the expo today, but I want to just kind of quickly talk about three specific partners and three scenarios, which I think, one, we've leaned in with them as Microsoft to say these are the partners we want to bet on for a particular scenario that you should really consider as you think about kind of how your operations manager environment plays out. Now, those three partners are, first of all, BlueStripe. BlueStripe provides application dependency mapping across your applications that exist on-premises and Azure to provide that visibility into understanding kind of what does my application look like, okay? Understand the dependencies between them, how transactions are running. The second one is Silect. Silect really own MP authoring for the IT pro. So they provided a free tool called MP Author that is available to everyone who has System Center to do MP authoring. Very, very intuitive, wizard-driven experience for the creation of management packs. And then the last one, someone that we've leaned in recently, is Squared Up. Squared Up provide HTML5-based visualizations for Operations Manager that allow you to extend the reach of Operations Manager throughout your enterprise. Now, we have made investments in here in the past, but we're now leaning in with this partner to really solve some of those issues of getting modern HTML5, fast, fluid visualizations from OM for your on-premises environment. So I advise you to kind of check out these three partners. Here's where you can see them. So there's a BlueStripe have a session, which is on Friday morning. Silect have a session again Friday afternoon. And then Charlie's session tomorrow at 12, Squared Up will be coming and giving you a demonstration of what they can do there. But it's not just about how we work with partners. These partners are also working together as well to really kind of create a 2x experience for you when they work together. So BlueStripe, which provide the visibility into application dependency mapping, which you can see here, creating these great visualizations within OM to understand your apps, are also working with Squared Up. So now you're getting these two partners coming together to really create a maximized solution since you bet on the Operations Manager platform. So it's great to see this kind of innovation happening, not just from us, but from our partner ecosystem as well. So I advise you to go check them out, plus all our other partners that are kind of at the expo. So in closing, the things I want to kind of leave you with when we talk about this modern world and where we're moving to, Operations Manager, plus Azure Operational Insights, plus our partners, is how we think about the future of monitoring. And not just monitoring you do now, the future of modern monitoring. So that was it. Thank you for your time.